Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police say a man was robbed last night by a group of about 10 young people in Central Park.
This 38-year-old man was not injured during this mugging, but he had his cell phone and wallet taken. A large group of teens suddenly surrounding him around 10:30. They took off on foot and some on bicycles. Now, Clarence comes into the park a lot in the morning, but no more at night, and he's pretty angry about all this.
Why are these kids out here doing these things? Why they're not doing anything constructive? You know, so I feel like it's more of a, you know, trying to keep these kids occupied. Obviously, something's going on where, why are these group of kids just all of a sudden say, you know what, I want to rob someone's phone?
Others I spoke to in the park here this morning say they're not surprised that this has happened. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Central Park at West 63rd.
A swimmer in distress was rescued last night from the waters off New York City. Officials say first responders from the FDNY and Parks Department lifeguards were quick to the scene after being alerted to the 32-year-old, then teamed up to pull him to safety. The City Department of Emergency Management, meantime, is using the incident to remind everyone that swimming in city waters is prohibited after 6 p.m. This is Commissioner Zach Iskel.
It's not safe, not just because of whether or not there are lifeguards in chairs, but because it starts to become darker. It is towards the end of the day.
Iskel is also reminding folks not to go into the water if there are no lifeguards on duty, even if the beach itself is open. An investigation is underway following the death of a man who lost consciousness as officers were trying to subdue him yesterday morning in Wyandanch, Long Island. Police say the officers were responding to a 911 call about a possibly intoxicated man who was naked from the waist down, banging on the window of a business on Merritt Avenue, and he became unresponsive as they were trying to take him into custody. The officers performed CPR on the man as he was being rushed to the hospital, but he died a short time later. Along with the Suffolk County Police Department, the New York State Attorney General's office is also investigating the incident. City Councilwoman Julie Menin is reminding restaurant owners in New York City who still haven't filed for a permit for their outdoor dining setup that now's the time. Restaurants that don't file by tomorrow will have to take down their dining structures or face a penalty.
There are penalties. I mean, first of all, the city has the right to be able to remove the structure, the tables, the chairs, all of that.
Owners could also face fines for as much as $500. The city says more than 1,000 restaurants are currently up to date, but says there are likely thousands more that are not. The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect or suspects in a double shooting in the University Heights section of the Bronx. The shots rang out just a little before 5 this morning on Jerome Avenue and 183rd Street, hitting a 69-year-old man in the arm, another man in the face. Fortunately, both men are expected to survive. There's been no word yet, though, on a motive for this shooting, and so far, no arrests. A Brooklyn man is under arrest for allegedly threatening the staff of the Uniondale Public Library. There's been no word yet on what might have been bothering the suspect, identified as 29-year-old Curtis DeSeer, but the incident led to the library going on lockdown for a little while yesterday morning. Fortunately, in the end, no one was hurt. Police say DeSeer was taken into custody shortly after officers arrived on the scene. He's charged with menacing and making a terroristic threat. Police are trying to get to the bottom of a deadly shooting in Freeport, Long Island. A 23-year-old man died at the hospital yesterday morning, shortly after being found, suffering from a gunshot wound in the area of West Seaman Avenue. There's been no word yet, though, on a possible motive for this shooting, and so far, no arrests. New York Congressman Dan Goldman and 16 other Jewish members of Congress have sent a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, urging him to hold a hearing on what Goldman calls the rise of anti-Semitism on X, formerly known as Twitter, since the start of the war in Gaza. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
We just want to understand exactly what is going on with X, what their policies are, whether they are amplifying this anti-Semitic rhetoric, and whether they are indeed profiting off of sanctioned entities and individuals.
The Anti-Defamation League says it's observed nearly a 1,000% rise in anti-Semitism on Twitter, X, since October 7th. Twitter hasn't commented on Goldman's letter, but has in the past insisted it believes that discrimination against everyone should stop across the board.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.